A large single-family lot near downtown Port Coquitlam will soon provide housing for 5 families. Port Coquitlam Council approved a development permit for 5 row houses to be built on an 8,646 square ft. lot at 2258 Kelly Avenue, each with its own 2-door garage roughed in for electric vehicle, EV, charging. "I really like the design and beautification," said Cowan. Nancy McCurrich, in joining her colleagues in approving the project on Tuesday, Jan.17. There is currently an older home on the property valued at $2.4 million, according to BC Assessment, and the property abuts Elks Park, where a community garden and a new playground are located. However, concerns were raised by Cowan. Dean Washington about the lack of on-site visitors parking. Washington quizzed POCO staff on the difference between townhouses, which are required to have visitors parking in common areas, and row houses that don't. "I don't see the difference. They're obviously going to have visitors. Where are they going to park?" He was told the only difference between the two housing forms is that townhouses are usually constructed on larger land assemblies and have more units that require additional parking. In the case of 2258 Kelly Avenue, a land assembly was impossible because it is located between the Donald Street pathway and a 4-unit apartment building developed in 2008. While a townhouse project might have 16 or 17 units or more, this row house development only has 5. Bruce Irvine, director of planning and development, said row houses are considered the equivalent of single-family homes and duplexes, neither of which are required to have visitors parking. Here are the details of the new development, according to a staff report. 3 bedrooms in each unit, which will be 3 stories in height. Between 1,636 and 1,743 square feet in size. Access to parking aisle off Kelly Avenue. Outdoor picnic area with tables, hopscotch. 14 new trees, in addition to hedging and shrubs. A fence between the adjacent property to the west. According to the Canadian Homebuilders Association, row houses can also be called townhomes or townhouses and consist of similar single-family homes, side by side, joined by common walls. Importantly, they can be freehold, non-strata, or condominiums. To answer the earlier question, does Port Coquitlam have row houses? The answer is yes, according to 2 recent sales listings. There's a row house for sale at 1338 Paula Place according to a listing on Zillte.ca. It's a non-strata, 4-bedroom, 2-bathroom home for sale for $719,900. The home has more than 1,700 square feet of living space and is 55 years old. Duplex proposed for floodplain. On the other side of town, meanwhile, at 3688 Hamilton Street near Sun Valley Park, plans are in the works to construct a 2.5-story duplex. Port Coquitlam is being asked to consider rezoning of the property to permit the development, which would have to meet the city's strict floodplain requirements. The plan calls for the main entrances to the units to be accessed via stairs and front porches at grade. Each unit has 1 bedroom on the main floor and 4 bedrooms on the upper floor with a total of more than 2,200 square feet of living space for each unit. The crawl space will be limited in height to 1.5 meters and would not be allowed to contain any exterior doors or windows to stop them from being used as bedrooms or illegal suites under the new floodplain rules. According to the most recent assessment, the property is valued at $1.2 million, with a 1960s-era, 2-bedroom home on an 8,174-square-feet lot.